Mike Tagubin, hello, friend, and greetings once again in the precious, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, pardon me, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm so glad you're joining us for a few moments of fellowship together as we look into the truths of the Word of the Living God and learn more about the Eternal God and His compassion, His love, His care for you and for me. We're in the book of John, the fourth book of the New Testament, chapter 14. If you have a Bible or New Testament nearby, I hope you will get it and look at it along with us, for there's power in the Word of God. Power that was manifested by the Lord Jesus when He spoke. He who is the living Word spoke and brought the universe into existence. And thus we see here in John 14, beginning with verse 27, the Lord Jesus told His disciples, and it's a message for us today, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. You see, beloved, the peace that man makes is often broken. Man makes treaties of peace, and then they're violated, and they're broken, and they mean nothing. God's peace, beloved, is not like that. God keeps His word. And His peace is a wonderful reality that an individual can have in the midst of chaos and confusion, in the midst of problems and difficulties, the peace that Jesus gives. Oh, beloved, it reminds me of the scripture in Philippians that says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And the Lord says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, definite request, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. And it does, beloved. The peace of God is awesome and is amazing. And so He says, this is the kind of peace that I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Oh, we're living in the midst of a world that's filled with chaos and confusion and strife and rumors of war. Jesus says, let my peace prevail in your spirit. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Oh, beloved, our Lord is Almighty God. He is greater than Satan and all of his evil activity, and He's able to give victory over him and thus to rule and reign in our soul and in our spirit. Let Jesus be Lord in your life. Jesus goes on in verse 28, ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you loved me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Jesus had told the disciples a number of times that He was going to be crucified, but they just didn't understand. They just couldn't comprehend that He was going to be crucified. They were expecting Him to set up His kingdom to rule and reign over the entire earth at that time, like He will do in the millennial reign of Christ, that thousand-year millennial reign when King Jesus rules over the entire earth. And so they didn't understand what he was saying. They couldn't seem to comprehend it. And that's why the Lord said, if you loved me and you knew what I'm talking about, would believe what I'm telling you, you'd rejoice. Because I said, I go into my Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come, ye may believe, because he saw and knew their unbelief. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. The prince of this world. Now, beloved, that's referring to Satan. And Satan has many different terms and many different names. And he's a real enemy of the truth and of the Almighty God. And we see over in the book of 2 Corinthians, he's spoken of, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and verse 3, he says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Christ, who is the image of God, his glorious truth, should shine unto them, and they should be converted and set free from the bondage of sin. So we see Satan is spoken of as the god of this present world system. He's the prince of the power of the air, and he's the one that Jesus is referring to here as he speaks, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. Satan is a liar and the father of lies, we're told here in the book of John. And he cannot speak the truth because there's no truth in him. And so Jesus said here, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. Now the Lord Jesus is obedient to the Father. He said in a number of places, I came to do the will of him that sent me. I came to do my Father's will. And without my Father I can do nothing. And so Jesus submitted himself to the Father, to come and reveal the Father and the Holy Spirit to us. And that's why we're speaking and talking about the Trinity. But that the world, verse 31, may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. Jesus is our example. And he said, I love the Father. And he said, if you loved me, you'd keep my commandments even as I obey my Father. And so they arose from where they were, and they perhaps went by a vineyard. And so Jesus gives them an illustration in chapter 15, verse 1. Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman, the one who takes care of the vine. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now that's what a vine dresser does. A husbandman who oversees a vineyard, he prunes the vine. And branches that do not produce are cut off, they're removed. And the branches that do produce are trimmed so that they will produce more fruit. And so this is what Jesus is referring to. He says, I'm the true vine. I'm the source of true life. And we are the branches. Notice what he says, verse 3. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Oh, beloved, that's why you and I need to get into God's word daily, because God's word has a cleansing effect upon our life. One time, there was an evangelist that was visiting a country where he had previously spoken. And there was a lady that met him, and she said, "Oh, I remember when you were here last year." And he was walking by a river, and these women were down there washing their clothes in the river. And he said, "You remember me?" And she said, "Yes, I remember your messages." And he said, "Well, what did I speak about?" And she said, "Well, I don't exactly remember what the topic was. I just know it had a cleansing effect upon my life." And he said, "Well, if you don't remember what I said, how do you know it had a cleansing effect?" And she said, "Well, you see, I'm washing my clothes here on these rocks in the river. You see the water before it reaches my clothes? Yes. You see how clean it is? Yes." He said, she said, "Well, look at the water below where my clothes are being rinsed. You see the dirt? Yes. So the water is cleaning out the dirt and removing the dirt, and that's why the water below is colored brownish, because of the dirt that's in the clothes. So," she said, "the word that you spoke had a cleansing effect upon my life." This is what Jesus is saying here. That's why you're never wasting time when you get into the Word of God and when you read God's Word, because it has a cleansing effect upon your life. That's why I urge you to get into the Word of God every day, and whether you understand everything you read or not, the more you read, the more the Holy Spirit will unlock and open up truth to you and have a cleansing effect upon your life and upon your spirit. Now, verse 4, Jesus says, "Abide in me." He's the vine. He says, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me." That's the way that you and I, who know Jesus as our Savior, bring forth fruit to the glory of God, is through abiding in Christ and letting His Word abide in us, that He might produce the fruit through us. I can't save anybody, but I can be a witness and a testimony and share the gospel, and the Holy Spirit of God can convict of sin and draw them to Jesus. So think about God's Word today and get into it. Till next time, goodbye.